Cold calling failure, networking success. When my wife Lisa worked for a small startup company, she had to do a little bit of everything. They even had her making cold calls at one point. I still remember the day she came home after dialing for dollars. She was frustrated, but not for the reasons you might think. The problem she had with cold calling was that she couldn't get them to get off the phone. Even when she tried to explain to them that her company's services couldn't help them, they still wouldn't leave her alone. I can hear you scratching your head out there on this one. What was she doing? Well, it turned out she was calling academic research scientists. Before she picked up the phone, she would look up their name on the web and see what papers they had written and then read a few of them. Then, when she called, she introduced herself as a fellow scientist and then did something that most cold callers don't do. She asked them what they were working on currently. This isn't something that scientists get asked often, and they would go to town. They were the experts in their fields and had just been given permission to talk about their true love, their research. So what does this have to do with networking? The same steps she took for cold calling are the ones we can use to strengthen our network. If we know who we're meeting, we can find out a little bit more about them, Google them, read their website, and check out their press releases. We can then present ourselves as peers and just show a genuine interest in that other person. Now, unlike cold calling, we won't be hanging up the phone and just moving on to the next person. We'll be using this information to forge a strong relationship, one where we aren't asking for the sale, but rather looking for ways we can serve. After that, the sales will show up on their own.